Pubs in 25 counties of the Republic will open today for the first time since March. The ones in Dublin will stay shut. We can talk now to two pub owners, Eamon Irish, proprietor of Irish's Bar in Knocktopher in County Kilkenny, and Marie Mellett, proprietor of Mellett's Emporium in Swinford, County Mayo. Marie, how are you feeling this morning?
Good morning, Audrey. I'm nervous, excited, anxious, and I suppose mainly relieved. We've been closed for more than 6 months now, so to get the opportunity to open our doors this morning is just fantastic. Yeah, everyone's in great form.
Eamon, how are you?
Very same sentiment as Maria there. Looking forward to today and looking forward to getting back and seeing the customers and seeing friends and really looking forward to getting back into it.
How long have you been closed, Eamon, and what has it been like?
Been closed since the 15th of March, exactly. What, just over 6 months now. It's been a long time. The weather was good starting off, but it's just, you need to be working. You need to be seeing people, especially in the pub. Some great friends and great customers. And it's just it's a way of life that you really, it's taken away from you. So it's great to get back.
Did you have to lay off staff, Eamon?
No, not really. I just had a few helpers on the weekend. Basically, a one-man show and my family help out too. And it's just a family-run pub, more or less. And a few locals, then a bit of help on the weekend. But that's basically it.
Okay. So, what about you, Marie?
So all of our staff were on temporary layoff, I suppose including myself, and we were all on the COVID payment, which we were very grateful for. But everyone is coming back to work today, and we've hired a new member of staff. So it's all positive.
Well, that's great. And Marie, what have you done? What will look different in your pub for customers from today?
Well, we took the opportunity to renovate the bathrooms, so that was a pretty big job, so they're all nice and sparkly and new. We've built a few new snugs and then put up some temporary partitions. And when you walk into the pub, you do not have to touch a handle if you don't want to. So we have foot handles on all of the doors. All the hand sanitizers, taps, soap dispensers, they're all hands-free, battery-operated. So it's really... it's as safe as it possibly can be. You know, if you choose to come into our pub today with one or two friends and you sit there and, you know, you're not moving around and you wear your mask when you come in, it is an absolutely 100% safe environment for you to socialise in.
And Eamon, what new measures have you introduced in your pub?
Basically the same. A new lighting system, took out a lot of my bar stools and furniture, and sanitizers, signs, everything much the same as Marie there.
And what about stock, Eamon? Did you, over previous months when you thought you may be reopening, did you buy stock and then ultimately it was wasted?
That was the killer. Was it the 20th of July we were all set to open, got in all our stocks, stocked up everything, took everything in, ready to go, and then we were just told it was 2 days beforehand that it wasn't going to happen. So then it's headaches all over and trying to get stock back out again and get the suppliers to take back all our stock, which in fairness to all our suppliers, they were very good. They took back everything and that was it. But it was just a headache of trying to get it all in and get sorted and we're ready to go. And next thing, the plug was pulled that morning or 2 days beforehand. So that was the killer.
Are you the same, Marie?
Yeah, and like Eamon said, our suppliers have been absolutely fantastic. They're really playing a blinder with this. But we have to be very conscious of our stock from now on. We'll be ordering on a week-to-week basis. Certainly wouldn't be opening any boxes of stock unless we absolutely have to, because you can't return them. You know, if you take a bottle out of a box, you can't return it. So from that point of view, we're going to have to be very smart. We're very aware that we're so lucky to be opening today, but in a month's time, we could be in the same position as Dublin, and we really need to kind of be ready to have to close the doors again. But for now, you know, we'll plough on and hope for the best.
Absolutely. And how many customers can you safely fit in your pub now, Marie?
You see, it's difficult to put a number on it because you don't know how many people are going to come out together. So we have 15 tables. So at four at a table, that's 60. But if 15 single men come in, then we're at full capacity at 15, because I'm not going to sit people together at the same tables. If you come out on your own, you obviously want to be out on your own, and I'm not going to squash four people onto one table together. So it's kind of difficult to call, but we've lots of tables for kind of twos, fours and a few sixes as well.
And Eamon, what about you? What are your numbers like?
It's something similar to Marita, and I've spaced out my tables and it's the same as that. It won't be a big problem. I don't think it'll be a problem during the week, because during the week it's country pubs are it won't be. But on the weekends now, I'm going to have to try and take bookings because it's next Sunday. We have a county final, best of luck to Ballyhale Shamrocks on that next Sunday. And the pub is going to be, well, I'm going to just have to take bookings and just take as many as I can and keep it as safe. And that's about it. So just
do you think your customers will be nervous, Eamon? Do you think your customers will be nervous coming back?
A bit, I'd say. We'll all be nervous. I'll be nervous myself, I tell you the truth as well. You want to do everything right, but you know your customers, and that's the one thing about in a small country area. You know your customers, and you know exactly what they're like, and I think they're all glad to get back, and I think that whatever restrictions are there, I won't have any problem with that.
Yeah, well, look, I'm sure everyone in the country will wish you well, and indeed all the pub owners, just to get your businesses back up and running again to make your livelihoods again. So good luck to both of you today and this evening. Thank you very much indeed, Eamon Irish from Irish's Bar in Knocktopher in County Kilkenny and Marie Mellett from Mellett's Emporium in Swinford in County Mayo. It's just gone 10 to 9.